So, welcome to my personal pensive. I actually somehow deleted the original intro for this while I was trying to edit out all the on my phone. So we're not going to do that anymore. I kind of did this without editing, and now that I tried editing, I'm like, well, that's what you get for fucking trying to get all the out. Just don't In this episode, we're going to be talking about dreams. About a year and some change ago, I was in a car accident, and there were a lot of other things that were going on in my life that just I was really depressed about. And so when I'm super depressed, I need to do something physical. I always lean towards some sort of physical activity. And I had heard about this gym before, this gym I'm about to kind of go on a love spree about. But I didn't do the dive yet until that kind of low point in my life because I read so much about things before I do a dive kind of thing. And honestly, they were what I was looking for in a gym, and I knew about them for so long, but it just like it took that little push to get me in there. So basically, this is going to be about like listening to your heart, listening to triggers. You know, I use trigger, and that's probably not the best word to use given all the gun violence that happens. But I mean, obviously, I don't mean it in the like that kind of sense, but you know what I'm saying. I'll try to work on finding a different word that means the same thing. But yes, here we go. Thank you for joining my personal pensive, and bam, here we go.
So there's this one gym that I really, really like, and when I first contacted them, it was for pole. So I started off in pole like a couple of years ago, and not here. I started off at what is it? S Factor? I think S Factor was actually the closest thing to what I was aiming for. It was they still focused a lot on sensuality, which by the way, ladies, that is totally okay, whatever, but it's just not my brand of fitness. I'm not really into like the whole chair dancing thing and the floor work and shit like that. I prefer pole that looks like vertical ballet. Like if you've ever seen like pole competitions and you see Russians. Usually when I follow I used to I don't know if I do anymore. I used to follow a lot of Russian pole competitors a lot. And it just looked like ballet but vertical. And it's so beautiful. So I like that it's something that most people think of as just sexy slash raunchy and you can make it into this like beautiful art form. Anyway, so I started with pole. And pole is still very difficult for me because learning that kind of choreography is very, very difficult. When I figured out about Axis and realized that this is exactly what I was looking for, I still wasn't ready to go in for the dive because at S Factor I did this thing where I exchanged my time for classes. Like I did a lot of gray marketing and shit like that in exchange for classes. And they didn't have this situation here. And when I went to the Axis for the first time, I was like, oh, I get it now. They don't have like a reception area. Basically, everything is the boss. This is her place. They don't need a reception area. And everybody's pretty active on the Mind-Body Act and things like that. So they don't need like somebody like cleaning up the joint and stuff like that, because that's what I was doing too. I was cleaning up and doing gray marketing for S Factor when S Factor was still where I was going. So I did like a starter packet. I tried everything basically and realized how much my body understood Lyra with ease. Silks is just not my jam. Maybe that's because I don't have a lot of upper body strength and I need to work that out. But Lyra just spoke to me. It was so much, it was easier to understand. It felt good, even though like I definitely don't suggest doing this without leggings on. And Cube was great too. So Cube and Lyra are like my jam. I will eventually get back to pole. I think the thing is, I just need a lot more upper body strength. And I never learned or grasped how to climb. I never really got to that part. I learned spins. But anyway, so I've put this on hold for quite a while now, and it's because it is kind of pricey, but it's for what it is not pricey. It's actually very moderately priced. It's like super duper fair, honestly. But it is a little far, and by the time I get out, there's traffic, because I've done it a couple times. Always hit traffic. And I'd have I it's like basically I always dedicate a day to going here. So I haven't been going because of my work schedule is now pretty limiting as to what classes I can attend. And luckily, all classes I want are available on a Friday. So that this is looking really super doable, and I'm kind of excited. Maybe I can like I want to start again, you know what I mean? Because I came here and like super fly on the wall, you know what I mean? I figured no one's gonna like recognize me because it's been a year, you know, since I've been here. And she remembered me. I was like, ooh, because my hair was different, and yeah, I was, I don't, it, like I came here right after my car accident, so I was like still pretty like inside of myself still. I was sad about a lot of different things. Anyway, but yeah, like you know, I really miss this. And now that I've recognized how much I miss this, I'm definitely gonna make a comeback. So I guess what we can gather from this little like mind dump today is, you know, if something is calling out to your heart, don't fucking like ignore that shit. When that trigger happens, you know, make a decision, weigh your options, and then make a move. You know what I mean? I was like, you know what, I realize how much I miss this. And by the way, I'm not that great. Like I'm still really shitty, but I really enjoy it, so it doesn't really matter. So, you know, I'm gonna do something to make this work and come back. The end. So, again, this is during Halloween. This will be released way after Halloween, so maybe towards like Thanksgiving or Christmas. So, let's be good, everybody, or try to be. Let's be nice to our friends or people that you don't especially like, or try, you know, and do our best to be the best us we can be. Maybe not the best version. I don't like saying that anymore. The best person. The best us that we can be. Like, I'll be the best me, you be the best you. And I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for listening. I'll see you later. Bye. Thanks.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.